Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Glory to God. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Amen. Psalm 34 and 1. Amen. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Want to welcome our listeners to the show, whether by web or by phone. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the show today. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, hit them up on Facebook, tweet them, and let them know that we're on the air live. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just want to give a testimony. It's testimony time, amen. For the word of God says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of their testimony. Last Tuesday night, Prophetess Yvonne, who is the president and founder of Without Walls and Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry, is under her leadership, preached a message about the birds chirping. Now, a powerful word from the Lord. She is a true prophet of God, and what she speaks off of her, that comes off of her tongue, it comes to pass. And I have to give this testimony because we overcome by the words of our testimony. And Prophetess was talking about how she heard the bird chirping, and it was really out of season for the bird to be chirping, especially in the south. Maybe about 2 weeks ago, I was leaving work, and I see a flock of birds headed, as the old people say, headed to the north because it's so cold down here in the south. And you don't hear a bird chirping this time of year. Well, yesterday I was sitting there at my computer. Hallelujah, glory to God. God is so amazing. Hallelujah to Jesus. And I began to hear a bird chirping. And I listened. I said, is that a bird? Where is that sound coming from? And it was just chirping, 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 chirping. So I got up to see the bird. And before, when I stood up to try to go see the bird that was chirping, it had the most beautiful sound. It was just chirping, 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 chirping. Glory to God. And as I got up, the spirit of joy just fell down upon me, and I began to laugh in the spirit. Glory to God. And tears began to roll down my eyes because I remember the word that came out the mouth of the prophet. And the prophet said, glory to God, hallelujah to Jesus, that God will supply for us, just like he does for the birds. Now, she may not have said it in those very words, but I want you to go back and hear that message. It's a powerful message, amen. And I'm so glad that God allowed me to hear the birds just chirping, 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 chirping. Oh, it was just beautiful. I had so much joy in my spirit. I could not stop letting it. The tear was rolling down my face with joy because God was letting me know that he was with me. God was letting me know that everything that I needed was in him, just like he takes care of the birds. Glory, hallelujah. And they don't have to worry about a thing. Hallelujah to Jesus. He's going to take care of me the same way. Glory to God. God is able. He is so amazing. He's a supernatural God, and he's able to do what he says he can do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I just thank God for his holy word, and I thank God for prophetess, and I pray God will bless her in a mighty way, her and pastor, her children. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. The bird was just chirping. I just, it was so beautiful. It was just beautiful. It was just heavenly, my God. It was so heavenly. And it was, the joy that it brought to me. Hallelujah to Jesus. I just thank God for all that he does. And I just had to share that testimony because, as I said earlier, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and we overcome by our word of testimony. We never give our testimony, but we have to give our testimony so people can know that God is able to do just what he said he can do. No matter what you have or what you don't have, God is able to make a way out of no way. Glory to God, and he will. Hallelujah. If you're living right and doing what God has asked you to do, being obedient, hallelujah, glory to God. That's not my message today, but I had to give that testimony, hallelujah, to Jesus. I'm going to be coming from Matthew, the 24th chapter today, and I'm going to be coming out of the King James Version, hallelujah, glory to God. While you're doing that and getting your Bibles, and if you're out and about when you get home, go back and read Matthew 24. I think last week I said Mark 23 and 24, and I meant to say Matthew 23 and 24. And then if you went to Matthew looking for chapter 23, and if you really wanted the word, you would have really speak the hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God, because his word is there for us. Hallelujah. And I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father God, we thank you for another day. Father God, we thank you for health and strength. We thank you, Father God, for life. We thank you, God, for your son, Jesus. We thank you for the blood that he shed. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father God, that he died upon the cross that we might have life in him. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God, for you are a God of supernatural thought. Father God, we know that you are able to do just what you said you can do. God, we give you praise and we give you honor and we glorify your holy name. For there's no other God like you, but thou art God, and there is no other God. Father God, we thank you right now. Oh, Father God, for waking us up this morning and watching over us as we slept in slumber last night. We thank you, Father God, that you let death pass by us, Lord. Father God, we thank you right now for our food and our clothes and everything that you have given us to use in this life, Father, because without you we have nothing, and nor can we do anything without you. Father God, we praise your holy name, for you're worthy of all our praise. We exalt your name on high, O Lord. For your word, a word, a word, a word, a word. We glorify your name, Lord. We glorify you, for you're worthy of all our praises. Oh, God. God, we praise your name, for you're worthy, Father. Oh, Lord. We thank you right now. We're so thankful. Hallelujah to Jesus. We thank you for what you already done, God. You didn't have to do it, Lord, but you did, oh, Father. And we thank you, Father, for what you already done. We thank you for making a way out of no way, Father. We thank you right now, Father God, for our very life. We thank you for the breath of life, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the blood that Jesus shed over 2,000 years ago, that we might be saved, healed, delivered, and set free. Glory to God. Father God, we thank you for your word. We can't thank you enough, oh Father. Oh God, we praise you. Praise you, praise you, praise you. Hallelujah. For your word, worthy, worthy, worthy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, we pray right now for the lost. We pray that they will come out of the world of sin and live for Jesus. We pray that they will call on the name of the Lord. For you said in your word, whosoever call on the name of the Lord shall be saved, shall be healed, and shall be delivered in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you right now for saving a soul right now, Lord. Oh Father God, we praise you for it right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for the sick, we pray for the shut-ins all over the world, oh, Father. We pray for the bereaved families all over the world, Father. Father God, we pray, oh, Father God, that you will comfort them in the time of sorrow, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, Father God, we pray for those that are behind prison bars, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father. We pray that they come unto the Father. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, no matter where they are, whether they're behind prison bars, whether they're in a crack house, don't matter what they're doing. Right now, God, you're able to heal, deliver, and set them free and make them whole. If they call on the name of Jesus and repent of their sin and change their life and be baptized in the name of the Son. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. You're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy of all our praises, oh God. Hallelujah. What an awesome, awesome God we serve. We give you all. We praise your holy name, oh God. Oh, Father. Oh, Lord. Have mercy. Oh, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. There's no sweet a name in the name of Jesus. The sweetest name I know. The name of Jesus. The sweetest name I know. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. I don't know about you, but Jesus, glory, hallelujah. He is the way, and he is life. He is the truth. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. And God sent Jesus, hallelujah, that all might be saved. Glory, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel like praising for his goodness and his mercy. I feel like praising him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because it's been so good to me. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What an awesome God we say. Hallelujah. We give you praise, God. And we give you glory and we give you honor. All these things. We pray in the name of the Father. Hallelujah. In the name of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I feel like praising him, and I know that I need to hold his voice because the word is what we need. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, you should be at Matthew 24 by now. I'm going to begin reading at verse number 3 and let the Lord have his way. Glory to God. The title of the message today is Jesus' message about his return. And last week, glory to God, we talked about when we see these things happening, we need to be alarmed. We came from the book of Joel, the prophet of God, which was sent to speak a message, a prophetic message to the people to come and to give them a warning beforehand to awaken the people to repentance. Hallelujah to Jesus. All throughout the scriptures, glory to God, God sent forth prophets. Hallelujah to Jesus that will bring forth a prophetic message. Hallelujah to Jesus about what God was about to do. He would give them instructions, hallelujah, that what they needed to do, glory to God, hallelujah to Jesus. He would give them a message, hallelujah, upon their tongue. Before we get to the message of Jesus, the Bible tells us that before Jesus came, just a little background on that, hallelujah, that the prophets Isaiah and Michael and many other prophets had prophesied about the coming of a Messiah. Hallelujah. That unto us will be born a child, and a son will be given unto us, and that would be Jesus. Glory to God. So God always sent forth a prophet into the land, glory to God, to bring forth his message. Hallelujah to Jesus. And at the first coming of Christ, they prophesied that Jesus will come down 42 generations. He will come down 42 generations. He will be as a seed. He will be born to a virgin Mary. Glory to God. The living word will become flesh and dwell among us. Hallelujah to Jesus. In other words, Jesus was born. He lived. He died. And he also rose again. His message that he gave here on the Mount of Olives to his disciples and all the followers, hallelujah to Jesus, we're going to go back and see what Jesus said about his return and what would be the things or the signs that will happen before his return. Hallelujah to Jesus. Jesus' message about his return. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is what Jesus said. This was his prophetic message. This was his message. Hallelujah. And I'm going to start reading at verse number 3. And the word of God reads,
And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciple called unto him privately, saying, tell us, what shall these things be? Well, here Jesus really did give him an answer where these things would be. But then, in the next part of the scripture, he said, and what shall be the signs of thy coming? And Jesus did answer that question. So we're going to read as much as we can in this 30 minutes, hallelujah, and of the end of time, hallelujah to Jesus. And Jesus, I'm at verse number 4, and Jesus answered and said unto them, everything is in red, that means that Jesus said, when these things happen, then we need to be getting ready for his return, his coming, glory to God. And Jesus said, Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. In other words, Jesus is saying, this is one of the signs. Hallelujah. He was giving a warning. He was giving them direction, and he was also giving them instruction. Hallelujah to Jesus. When Jesus was yet here, he had not went to the cross yet. Hallelujah. He said, take heed that no man deceive you. In other words, there will be, as Simon was saying, glory to God, and Simon was saying, it will be a lot of lying wonders. There will be a lot of seducers. There will be a lot of false prophets, hallelujah, in the land. Hallelujah. In other words, to pull you away from God, hallelujah to Jesus, my God, hallelujah. He's saying, don't be deceived, because that's what the enemy is going to use, deception. Hallelujah to Jesus, to pull you away from God. Hallelujah to Jesus, hallelujah. Vain conversation. And all kind of things, twisting God's word, hallelujah. But he says, when you see these things happening, hallelujah, Jesus, be aware. This is a sign of deception, hallelujah, to Jesus. Now, verse number 5, the word of God reads, for many shall come in my name and say, saying, I am the Christ, and shall deceive many. Jesus is still talking about deception. And he is saying many, and we know today, even in the world that we're living, it might not be right within our communities, but it's all around us where people have came in and said, I am the Messiah, I am the Christ. That is deception, hallelujah to Jesus. And Jesus said, telling them, don't be deceived, hallelujah to Jesus. He says, when they come to tell you that they are the Christ, because they are false messiahs that will come, glory and hallelujah to Jesus. And these things are happening today. This is what Jesus said. This is his message about his return. Glory and hallelujah to Jesus. Verse number 6, he said, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. That's happening even today all around us on Fog and Saw. We have rumors of war. Hallelujah. We have wars in other countries. Some of them got war going on in our house. Lord, have mercy. Jesus, glory to God. That God is telling us, Jesus is telling us, these are the things that we need to be alarmed about. These are the things and the signs of the time of his coming. Hallelujah to Jesus. And we need to be getting ready for his return. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus, my God. Hallelujah. And then, verse number 6, and ye shall hear, I just read that, rumors of war. And see that ye be not troubled. He said, be not troubled, for all these things shall come to pass, but the end is not yet. So they got to come to pass. They must be fulfilled. Everything that Jesus has said must come to pass before his return. Amen. Verse number 7 in Matthew 24. Amen. For nations shall rise against nations, and kingdoms against kingdoms. And there shall be famine and pestilence and earthquake in divers places. All of that is happening even now in the world today. Jesus said it to his disciples and his followers, when we see these things, earthquake, well, we know that that's happening now, earthquake. We see pestilence all in the land. We see all types of disease, from cancer, children, you know, children having many type of different type of diseases. It's all kind of diseases in the land. Hallelujah to Jesus. There's also famine in the land. Glory, hallelujah. People are physically hungry, but they're also spiritual hungry. Hallelujah to Jesus. They need God's word, hallelujah. But many people are rejecting Jesus. Many people are rejecting God's word, hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. And Jesus goes on to say, he said, all these things are the beginning of sorrow. Every time you turn on the television, you can turn on the radio, you can go on the internet, glory to God, all you hear is sorrow, pain, destruction. We hear all of these things, trouble, all in the land, all over the world, because people are turning away from God. They need the Lord. Hallelujah to Jesus. But Jesus said, these things, when we see these things happen, these are the signs of his coming. This is his message about his coming and what we should be expecting that shall come to pass. Hallelujah to Jesus. And then verse number 9, it says, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Hallelujah, Jesus. Many in other countries and foreign countries are fleeing in places because they have chosen to live for Jesus. They've chosen to have faith in the Lord. They are fleeing the native countries because they decided that they wanted to be a Christian and to follow Jesus. You know, affliction comes in many ways. Hallelujah. Somebody can afflict you and talk about you with their tongue and cut you down. Hallelujah. With their mouth. Hallelujah to Jesus. So affliction, Jesus said they will hate us, those that follow Jesus. Because if they hated him, of course, if we are followers of Jesus, they're going to hate us the same way. Because he said when we're no longer in the world, we're not a part of the world anymore. We're not a part of them anymore. So when we're not a part of them anymore, and we are part of the truth, we are part of Jesus' family, he said they're going to hate you just like they hate me. They're going to hate the things that are good. But they're going to love evilness and unrighteousness, unholiness. Glory to God. All of that is coming to pass even now. That's what Jesus said in his message about his return. Hallelujah to Jesus. And I'm at verse number 10 now. And then shall many be offended. Ooh, how easy do people get offended now? Ooh, Jesus, you can step on their feet or their toes and they will hurt you. Glory to God. They have no patience anymore. Hallelujah to Jesus. And they shall betray one another. Hallelujah to Jesus. We see that happening all over the world in families. We see it happening in churches. Church hurt is one of the biggest hurt, I believe. Hallelujah to Jesus. And husbands are betraying wives. Wives are betraying husbands. Hallelujah to Jesus. And the last part of the scripture said, and shall hate one another. There's so much hate in the world. That's what the world needs, is love. And it just don't have it anymore like it should. The love of God. They have lost their faith. They have lost their faith, and they have put their faith in other things. They have not placed their faith in God. They have turned away from God. Hallelujah to Jesus. And Jesus goes on to say, and many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. In other words, he's still talking about that deception. And this spirit of deception is very, very cunning. And God has allowed me to experience that type of thing, that type of deception. It's very cunning, and it, many of it will be done. I'll say this, that the devil will never bring things that you do not like. If you are a follower of Christ, he's going to either send a man or woman to you that is a false light, that is a pretender, or a lying woman, as Michael would say, and pretend that he or she is a man of God. The devil will never send you something that you don't like. So if you are a believer and you're going to church every Sunday, let me tell you, the devil got churches set up on every corner now. And this place that I went in was a church, glory to God. But it was not operating in the things of God. They act like God. They sound like God. They oh God, they preaching, hallelujah. But they don't know God. They do not know Jesus. Deception. That's why he said another part of the scripture, he tells us about their deception. He's not gonna bring you something that you don't like. No matter how anointed that we may think that we are, glory to God. Jesus is saying in this word about deception. And he keeps saying about deception in this word. Glory to God. So that we will be a Lord and know the signs and be aware of what's going on around us. We got to be watchmen and be careful. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. He says it's in the word of God. Hallelujah to Jesus. He said even it could be. He didn't say it would be. But you can be. You can bite off of that deception. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. We got to be real, very, very careful. Satan is not playing. He is on his job 24/7. Hallelujah to Jesus. That's why the Bible talks about that false light. They come as angels, false light. And you think they are God. They so nice. They send you scripture. They so nice. They go, oh, they're so nice. They can just sing. Ooh. But they don't even know God. It's deception. It's deception. The Lord said, that is deception. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That is deception. That's why he said many. He didn't say a few. He said many people are going to fall for that deception. Because it's just that cunning. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. That's why Jesus gave this message, so we would know, hallelujah. And verse number 12, and because of iniquity, in other words, because of wickedness and sin, hallelujah, shall abide. The love of many shall wax cold. Hallelujah. In other words, they are turning away from spiritual things. They're going to turn away from the love of God. They don't want God. They want everything but God. They want to do everything. They're big enough to bad to do inside the church and outside of church. They don't love thee. They don't love nobody but therefore and nobody else. That's the way love is. Now, they don't really have the true love of God, because in order for us to have the true love, we got to know who Jesus is. We got to have the love of God dwelling inside of us, that we'll know how to love somebody. But the love of God in the world today, they don't have it. They don't want Jesus. They don't want Jesus. And they get mad because of you preaching the truth. We must preach the truth. We cannot water down the message of God's word. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. The love, even the love of parents, the love of children. I remember back in the day they loved their mothers and their fathers. But today they care nothing about their parents. Husbands will love their wives and protect and provide. They don't do that no more. Glory to God. It's very few men that do that. Glory to God. If you got one, you need to be thanking God, giving glory and dancing all by yourself. Hallelujah for that, because it's just not a thing today. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. And verse number 13, but he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. And verse number 14, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Hallelujah to Jesus. So all of the things that Jesus said in his message shall come to pass. These are the signs that we need to be aware of, because those are the signs of his returning, his second coming. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. We don't like closing out the show without giving you the invitation. Hallelujah. If you will say this prayer, Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. And if you say this prayer and you honestly do repent of your sins, be saved and change your life today, find you a Bible, believe in church, get you a Bible and begin to read it and develop your relationship with God. And you can leave me a message on Facebook, amen. I want to welcome you to the body of Christ. Glory to God. Go back and read the message that Jesus gave to his disciples and followers about his return. It's very important that we know these signs. Amen. Glory to God. And I'm going to go ahead and do the benediction. Amen. Glory to God. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you falling before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. Glory to God. Have a great week. Thank you for tuning in. Again, the Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Be blessed and have a great week. Amen.